Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage to the first real life store stage. All the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is there to help you grow. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout. 36% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Get a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/work. Shopify.com/work.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. At Mint Mobile, we like to do the opposite of what Big Wireless does. They charge you a lot. We charge you a little. So naturally, when they announced they'd be raising their prices due to inflation, we decided to deflate our prices due to not hating you. That's right. We're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month slows. Full terms at mintmobile.com.
SansPants Radio. My palms are real sweaty and I haven't done any physical activity.
Do you find yourself lacking an identity? Maybe you enjoy a Star Wars, the works of Joss Whedon, or just consider yourself a gamer, but lack the necessary means to tell the world that I am these things and need little trinkets scattered around my house to validate my, what you're calling, lifestyle choices. Then do we have the solution for you. Lootcrate.com/letmedie. Fill that empty void in your life with a bobblehead of your favorite game, comic book, or film character. We might not have historical figures, but boy, do we have a Pip-Boy. Sure, it won't hold you at night or reassure you when things go bad, but looking into its cold, dead eyes as it bobbles back and forth will certainly remind you that, yes, I am a fan of this thing. So go to lootcrate.com/letmedie and use the coupon code LETMEDIE on checkout to get a couple of dollars off your first subscription. Loot Crate, life is meaningless, so go spend it on stuff you enjoy.
Hey everybody, and welcome to this week's episode of Plumbing the Death Star, where we ask the important questions like, how would you survive in Skyrim?
Not even close. Not
that's Game of
even
Thrones.
Close.
I'm off to a bad start.
Are we talking the game or the world?
I think we have to talk both. Because if you're existing within the game, so are we the main character if we're talking the game?
If we're the main character, then it's kind of an irrelevant conversation because canonically they...
You can't die?
Yeah, they have to die. Mm-hmm. They can't die until at very least at the end of the main story.
Yeah.
And by the end of the main story, canonically, in every single game, you've made friends with literally every faction.
Yeah, that's the one downside of Skyrim is that it's like, hey, head of the Assassin's Guild, head of the Wizard's Kingdom. Yeah.
It's like, I am king of everybody.
Have you ever played Oblivion?
No.
There's this funny little thing in Oblivion where part of the Thieves Guild quest was that you had to steal the staff from the head of the Mages Guild.
Oh, yeah.
But if you'd finished the Mages Guild quest, you were the head of the Mages Guild. So you're stealing your own staff.
Do you just take it?
You just walk in. Yeah.
Here's the staff.
It's the easiest quest if you're already head of the Mages Guild.
Ridiculous.
You just walk in and take it.
Hey, fucking, that's the long con, though. You need to seal this up. All right. I'm going to join the Mage Guild. Then I'm going to, rise up the ranks slowly so I can finally get it. I'm the king. Ha-ha. Ruse them good. Take the staff.
I like but that it's the simplest quest if you're already the head of the Mages Guild, but the most difficult if you're not.
It's a fucking hassle.
Because you're like, okay, I guess... To complete this Thieves Guild quest, I got to become the head of the Mages Guild.
I know you can just steal it.
I'm aware. So
there was a I was getting completely off topic just talking about this one little thing. There was a mod that fixed it.
Oh, well, that's
kind
good.
Of.
That's all right.
So
all
I think we can't be the main character. I think we
or
just
if,
we
or
just,
if you're the main character, you got you got the dragon.
You will die.
You got the dragon thing, the voice, the speak, and the yeah.
You're
yay,
the but, dragonborn.
But you know you can die.
You can die
you.
One
you
death
off
and
horse,
you're out.
Oh, there you go.
Well, the problem. Oh, that's difficult then.
All right, so
you just got to game the system because you've got to finish the main story.
Look, survival mode. One death, you're done. Simple
okay,
as that.
So in Skyrim, let me drop some stinky lore on your fucking plate.
Yeah.
Not really.
I'm enjoying it.
So in the there was a DLC. Mm-hmm. Okay. Skyrim Dragon.
Hearthfire.
Dragonborn. Okay. In which another Dragonborn,
yeah.
He's on an island called Solstheim or Solstheim.
Yeah. Solstheim, yeah.
Yeah. And he's causing shit. But he's another Dragonborn, which means he can sort out the problem too. So they come to me, they're like, Jackson, yo, guess what? You're the Dragonborn. I'm like, get the fuck out. They're like, you are. You did a shout. You ate that dragon soul. I'm like,
I did.
I'm going to an island. I find Mirak, the other Dragonborn. I'm like, hey, take care of it for me. And then I fuck off. Become a farmer or whatever.
So that's all right. So, okay. So, yeah.
Let's, so, I give up my my destiny.
So, there's all three of us are Dragonborn.
Sick. So triple. Like, then I don't. I
No, you die. Mirak wants to be the only Dragonborn.
Well,
That's the impetus for why he's the antagonist.
What if I'm like, I will. Do you want my. Can I give him my dragon powers and
I
just be a man?
I don't think you can. I think that's just like a blood thing. It's in your.
Are you sure? Do you have to? If you're. Like, he's like, I want to be the only one. Can you be like, how about instead you do it?
I'll go.
I'm fine. I'm going to join, I don't know, a choir.
I'll shout again.
No, and also his followers consider you a false, like, god. They try to kill you. Mm. His followers come after you.
That's
I remember
fine.
That.
I can yell at them.
Well, what, then you're like, you're kind of challenging him at that point.
You can't challenge him. You got to give it up to Mirak. But you've changed the game. If we're all Dragonborns, I run and hide. Your job, not mine. Gotcha, good.
Yeah, but then we get got. Then he's after you.
Yeah.
He'll Why did you guys get problem? Got?
Well, like,
I assumed one of you would beat him.
Well, eventually, I mean,
surely.
Sure, we could have.
So, no, like, because we all did the same plan.
We all just run off in different directions and hide until
all of us are like, got them good.
Or one of us kills them, but then we're like, well, all right, but then Adam, I want to be the only one. Then I kill Adam, then I got to hunt you. Mm. Or Adam kills me, then he's got to hunt. Yeah, Adam kills me, then he's got to hunt you.
Why are you assuming I share your fucking dumb tendencies to want to be the only Dragonborn?
Well, that was the whole point of this argument, is that this bugger...
No, like, Mirak, that's the Mirak's sort
yeah,
of...
But if you could be like, hey, Mirak, chill, just time
I don't
out.
Think you can talk him now.
No, the only time you ever really meet him is on top of a hill, and he fights you on a dragon, and it's...
Yeah.
Boss fights in Skyrim, as an aside, were just dumb.
Yeah, this... I'm saying... Because it's just, I hit you, you hit me,
yeah,
and
like,
one of us
there's no strategy there.
In the canon of the game, fair enough. But we're changing the canon. I'm sure if we sat down Mirak with a bit of a beer or a mead over in some kind of tavern somewhere, I'm sure we could convince him if we had a high enough charisma level.
I still think if there's three of us Dragonborn and I just decide against leveling up, the two of you have so much adventure in your blood that you'll level up and you'll join a guild and you'll do all the quests and then you'll go and defeat, you'll save the day and I won't have to lift a finger.
But what if we don't?
Well, then we're all in trouble, aren't we? One of us has to. Let's flip a coin. Nah, no coin. There's three sides. Shit.
Let's play rock, paper, scissors, I guess.
Yeah. Well, anyway, okay, so my plan, I guess...
Also, your problem is pretty bad as well, because if you're not living in a city, then you're subject to bandits. And if you're not leveling up, you're going to get fucked by bandits, because we're leveling up, and the bandits are leveling up with us.
Okay.
You want to be the... Actually... You want to be the highest level, because then everything is your level.
Oh, true.
Yeah.
Wait, what?
The world levels up with you.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Yep.
So if you're
level 3 and I'm level 20, you're fucked.
Oh, yeah. Fuck. You're right. It's a race to level up.
Yeah, we have to race to level up. Then
I'm walking
fucked.
Into a corner sneaking for like a month. Till my sneak hits level 100 and then I just hide forever.
Gotcha. Good.
You're fucked if you get found once, then.
Yeah. Even like as a level 1.
And then you're guaranteeing that we die if this plan works.
Yeah.
It won't. You're guaranteeing that we die.
So funny to imagine me walking into a corner and like somebody being like, excuse me, sir, get out of here. I'm leveling up. Sir, please.
You just find that one blind guy at the beginning of the dungeon near.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. I just sneak around behind him.
Anyway. Because if you level up to the point where it becomes too hard for us, we die, then you have to save the world because it's saving the world. You will die otherwise.
You know what I like? I like that the question was not, like, how would you avoid saving the world? It's just, how would you survive? I just decided I didn't want any of that Dragonborn destiny bullshit.
The problem is, the end of the Dragonborn quest is that you save the world from ending.
So look, for those who are unaware of the end of the Dragonborn quest... including myself. What happens at the end of the Dragonborn?
What's his name?
I got bored.
Main antagonist in the main
Parthenax?
Parthenax.
Yeah.
Is going to eat the world.
Yeah, exactly. So you got to stop meeting the world by fighting him.
All right.
And then you grab his soul.
All right. Nick, so we go. So even if you avoid it and do nothing and you chuff off, you still die.
Because he eats the world.
Well, that's why I was assuming you guys would take care of it.
Yeah, but if we fucked up, I fell off a horse and broke my neck.
I think the
Just paralyzed.
Just paralyzed.
I'm like,
I can shout real good.
Superman, that shit.
I'm wandering through like Riften and I find in like the local, like, I don't know, tavern. I'm like, is that Samet? You're like, yeah, like not a day after we parted ways.
What happens is you're sitting at the tavern drinking. The door opens. I wheel Samet in and I'm like, Jackson, we have a problem.
He fell off a horse.
If we don't work together, this world is ending.
God damn it.
Adam is like signing it because his throat ripped out. I'm like, yeah, together.
Together. Our best chance.
Damn.
I'm not even kidding. Our best chance is to work together. We have to stay the same level.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So it's safe enough for all of us.
And also in this way, we can kind of take things that complement each other.
Yeah, yeah.
We each need to get a follower. So there's maximize our potential. Mm-hmm, we have mm-hmm. six cunts fighting.
Yeah. Yeah.
And Sneaky Bowman 3.
Three Sneaky Bowmen.
Well, obvious.
The best fucking build there is in Skyrim. Hide in a corner. That's what I spent all those months walking into exactly. a wall for.
Walk in a wall, summon a fucking.
Well, like, we go up to like.
We need all of our three companions need to be very strong, buff frontline yes. fighters.
Okay.
We go up to like the person who owns the tavern of Riften. We slam down some gold and we're like, we'll take a room for a month. And then we just go upstairs and walk into that wall. Avoiding each other's eye contact.
Perfect.
And then we sneak
Oh, can
up.
We revel up our sneaking from each other? We don't even need a tavern.
We just need to face away from each other in the woods.
All right, well, we've all got sneak 100, but that yeah. doesn't help us with anything else.
We've got sneak 100,
yeah.
and I've been casting just light constantly. So
You've got a high illusion.
My illusion spells are, whoo, they're good.
No, we should all do that, actually.
Yeah, that's true. Clever.
It's good to have a high illusion because then we can fury or calm enemies together. Oh,
it's all right, yeah.
What if we just fire bows into each other but then heal? So, like, two of us face away.
Well, that's healing and arrows.
Boom.
It's not a bad idea.
That's pretty
it's
good.
Ah.
It's not the worst
Fuck it
idea.
Out. Heal.
We don't lose arrows.
Yeah.
We're
yeah.
maximizing our equipment while. Mm-hmm. All right, no, I think we got this.
I think we're good. We can okay. even do that with swords.
Fuck, yeah.
Like, I hit you with a sword.
And that's armor, healing, yeah. and swords.
Or we just take it in turn. So two of you, right, are, like, just fighting.
Yeah.
And then as you're fighting, I'll heal both of you, right?
Yeah, true.
And so then I'm
Actually,
maxing
wait.
Healing. And then when I
Maybe
guys,
you two focus on yeah. combat. Yeah. What I'm going to do is I'm going to pull a classic Bethesda game cheating.
Yeah.
Where I'm
yeah.
going to make yeah. a alchemy potion that makes me better at smithing, then smith an item that makes me better at alchemy. An alchemy, a thing that makes me better at smithing. Bah, 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 bah. Then you guys are working with some good armor and alchemy.
That's the best. You know how many tiny little iron daggers you'll make to level up that? It'll be a mess. What else have we got? We're leveling nearly everything up. What else we got? Barter, who cares? Speech is unnecessary.
Barter, assumedly, we're getting from all those iron daggers I'm selling.
Yeah. Of course. Yeah,
what
yeah,
else, what even else is there? It's just...
Destruction magic?
Yeah. Oh, what, we don't need... We get illusion.
All the different types of magic.
Yeah, yeah. I think that's it.
Different types of... Yeah, different types of armors and weapons.
But whatever. I think we skilled ourselves
exactly.
up
Exactly. I
pretty
think
good.
We focus on like a couple there. Of the ones we need. And, you know, because like other stuff is just superfluous, really.
Now... Parthenax, I think, stays at a static level.
Wait, yeah.
No, does he level up with you?
No, he must because you
no,
fight
he has
him.
He has an end cap, though.
Okay.
I forget what it is. 60 or 80.
That's, let's say...
Do we have a time limit, though? This is going to fuck us.
Technically, no.
Then we're fine.
Yeah.
Like, we are fine.
What we could even do, because our sneak's so high and we have three followers, is we just go hide. They fight. They can't die.
They can.
Oh,
I've had my follower die before.
Really?
Yep. Hmm. It happened when I was fighting a dragon priest. The first time I ever fought a dragon priest.
I don't like
priest.
It when my follower dies and I don't notice. And it's like an hour later and I'm like, oh shit, where are they?
See, I play with a lot of mods and some of my mods turn my Skyrim kind of into a D&D game where I almost have a party with a mage, a ranger and that sort of stuff. Oh man. And it adds all these... off topic again. It adds all these dungeons that sort of kind of focus on the fact that there's multiple characters. And there'd be, like, character infighting, stuff like that. So I was having an argument with a mage. I'm at one end of a trap. He's at the other. I need him to pull a lever. I'm like, pull that lever. He's like, nah, fuck you. I don't like you. I got so mad. I was stuck there for ages.
Did he just trap you?
He did.
That's the best.
I fired a bunch of arrows into him, and I'm like, pull the fucking lever. He's like, all right, all right, all right.
That's amazing.
Wow.
Okay, so let's say, with the skills we've got, we take down Parthenox.
Easy.
Oh, wow. What's next?
Well, that's it. Yeah. Once we've killed Parthenox, we're actually good.
Yeah. But there's still, like, dangers. I guess if we just, like, find a house.
Parthenox, Marak. Mm. What are the other...
We got to take out the big vampire king.
Do we have to?
Yeah, because these vampires raid towns. That means it's nowhere safe.
True.
Yeah. Because, okay, so...
Vampires are tough enemies.
Because I'm guessing as soon as I get Parthenox, right, things will attack us, and we've got to assume, because if we take it as, like, you know, we're the main character in the world that, you know, happens around us.
Yeah.
So we could get got while we're sleeping.
That's true.
Like, so we got to make sure that we push it. So we get a castle. What castle is the best castle? What's the best heavily defended castle?
That vampire castle.
Yeah. Kill the vampire. It's on an island. Nothing but bloody hawkers, mate.
Gargoyles spawn.
Yeah, but they'll get rid of when we kill the vampire king.
Can we get those gargoyles on side?
Actually, we can get on the side of the vampires.
We can... no, it's better to side with the Dawn Guard.
Why?
You sure?
All of their items are anti-vampire. We are either fighting against vampires... with armor that's good against vampires and weapons that are, like, all this stuff specifically built against vampires, or we're fighting as vampires against that.
Yeah, I don't want something which is just anti-me. It'd be like, you know, it's like, oh, you have an anti-Zammit sword, huh?
Dang.
Oh, fuck.
Okay.
Maybe I shouldn't be a Zammit right
now. We join the Dawn Guard then.
Easy. Although, being a vampire comes with a lot of good powers.
Can, like, we hide our vampirism?
We're fucked when we fight Dawn Guard, but when we fight anyone else, we have kind of an advantage. Oh, but the sunlight. No, Dawn Guard. We got to be Dawn Guard.
Okay, that's fine. That's easy. We join the Dawn Guard, kill the vampires, then become vampires. Because why not? The vampire threat's
then
gone.
The Dawn Guard come after us because we made them powerful, you idiot. Yeah.
We can't.
We wipe out the castle.
Yeah.
We wipe out the castle and just start using
the castle.
It's fine.
Yeah. So yeah, we just, like, take out the castle and then we live in the castle.
Bring all of our followers there.
Yeah, they can defend us.
Make them live there.
Yeah.
There are so many followers.
Can I start a cult, yeah?
I'm sure you can.
Like, yeah?
Maybe. I don't know.
Like, because if I'm a dragonborn king,
none of that is.
I mean, Merak started a cult. So.
Yeah. So that's what I'm saying. If he started a cult, I'd
He has mind control powers, though.
Yeah, you don't know.
Oh, no, we got illusion magic from the lights. Oh, we got mind control powers.
So.
Get everybody to the castle.
Get everybody to the castle. It's on an island, yeah?
Yeah.
And then we just form a cult. Did we just become the...
No, then we just became the bad guy.
No, we did.
We just became the bad guy. Another dragonborn will come along and try and kill us. No, we can't do that.
Okay, we can do that.
Yeah.
But then, what we do is... Oh, fuck.
We've
got to walk a fine line where we're a good guy, but we're not a good guy powerful enough that any big bad guys bother us.
So I was going to say, start a cult.
Yeah, sure.
Fake our own death. Become like a god.
That sounds a lot like a storyline in a Bethesda game.
Yeah, I don't want anything that looks like a storyline. We got to avoid.
I was gonna say, look, fake our death, become a god, and then live a simple farmer life.
People will find us. We got to avoid storylines.
No, we'll have like a lovely wife and kid, and some trolls will raid.
And bam, we're out of retirement.
We don't want someone's gonna notice us, and shit.
Nah, we got to plug up that hole to the Soul Khan if we're gonna use. In the castle we're using, there's this hole to, like, the soul.
To, like, where the souls go. Some souls go, not all.
Good souls or bad souls?
Just anything. Yeah. There's a skeleton horse in there, though, that will pop out, but then we'll plug
it. Skeleton horse is all right.
It's fine. Plug that hole.
We got to get a really big plug.
You know what might be worthwhile?
Yeah.
And it's a bit risky, but if one of us becomes the head of the Mage's Guild,
mm-hmm.
it's not hard. It's just a couple of fetch quests, really.
Yeah.
Plus, then you got the whole Mages Guild on your side. You might as well.
No, Mages are pretty useful. Can we live in the Mage Guild? Like, as
we
in
can. That place is a fucking fortress, but at risk of falling into the sea. So you take your
No, you just become head of the Mages Guild. So we've got them on side.
Yeah.
We get Tamer to do that.
Companions, that's good. But one of us has to become a werewolf.
That's fine. I'll do it. I'll become a werewolf.
But there's a group that hate werewolves.
Fuck.
But do you wipe them out as part of that quest line?
I think you do.
All right. So. Fuck, it's a hassle, but we're there to back you up. For the companion's help, you become a werewolf.
Okay.
And we all deal with that together.
Okay, can we turn that werewolf around? It's like, do you have to keep being a werewolf?
You don't have to stay a werewolf.
No, I don't.
You don't?
In fact, I think I can get a ring that sorts me out from one of the other quest lines. Isn't that the ring of the Hursine? Or am I remembering that ring wrong?
I forget.
Whatever, you don't have to become a werewolf, though. You can get rid of it afterwards.
Yeah, you can get rid of it afterwards.
And they're not going to be pissed at you?
I think they're slightly
How do you get rid of it?
It's like a quest.
No, at the end, you get the choice, I think.
Yeah.
No, okay, yeah. So, But you have to. It's going to be a hassle for a while, but we're there to back you up.
Yeah, you got my
so
back.
So you can bring the companions in.
Mm-hmm.
You stop being a werewolf.
Mm-hmm. All right, wait. Hold up.
What?
We just brought every group to the one island.
What?
That's real dumb. Like, that's we're bringing groups that are going to have enemies to the one place. You're telling me that's not setting ourselves up
just
for
just have ourselves as allies.
Okay.
We just set up allies. They get to keep, good. They stay good, wherever yeah. they go.
Because if yeah. they're here, we're setting ourselves up they for a cataclysm, even, they wouldn't, you know.
They wouldn't come anyway.
Yeah. Okay. Mm. And what's a...
The Dark Brotherhood, the Assassin's Guild.
Okay.
Yeah. So we are definitely living the vampire place, yeah?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's
what we
probably
a good
should defensible place.
Is get rather than getting everyone to sign, we need like emissaries.
Yeah.
So if we have someone like the Mage Guild, like the, you know, the werewolf people,
just get
like,
a wizard, get
just
a werewolf.
One, you know, just.
Oh, fuck. We definitely need the Dark Brotherhood on side because they will be the people who assassinate us.
Oh, yeah. True. So you join the Dark Brotherhood.
I'll do that. All right.
That means we got to kill.
There's
a king.
Lot of bad things. We got to kill the king.
Got to kill the king of
that's
the
last
king?
Mission.
The
you
king
become
of the,
head
of the. Realm, not just Skyrim of Tamriel, shit. Isn't it?
Oh, do we? Fuck! Okay. But if I'm
if
I become part of the Dark Brotherhood, I could still get a thing to kill one of you. And if I don't do that, I think a ghost comes after me, and I don't want that.
Oh yeah,
ghost, every time I sleep, I wake up and a ghost attacks me. I don't want that.
What's this thing to kill one of us? Why? Wait, what?
If I disobey the Dark Brotherhood, the spirit of the Dark Brotherhood or some bullshit like that comes after me.
Right, so we can't disobey the Dark Brotherhood wherever we can't do it.
No, but what if he gets a hit on us?
Yeah.
Thieves Guild? What do you get out of the Thieves Guild?
They're kind of dying. If we just don't do anything
it's
about that,
the Thieves
Guild...
By the end of the Dark Brotherhood questline, there's like two.
Mm.
No! Oh! Did you know you can destroy the Dark Brotherhood?
That's true!
We destroy the Dark Brotherhood. Okay. So there's no Assassin's Guild?
Yep.
Yep.
You gotta stop the war. Somebody's got to stop that war. There's a civil war brewing.
Yep.
Bloody Stormcloak. Skyrim belongs
to
the North.
Whose side do we do? Which side do we go?
Who's going to look after our best interests? Not the Empire.
No, the Empire.
Why the Empire?
Because
don't want to fuck up status quo.
Say we defeat the Empire.
Oh, yeah, true. Yeah, yeah.
Say we defeat the Empire in Skyrim. Then they're not just going to take that lying down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, get rid of the Stormcloaks. No? Yes?
Yeah, get rid of the Stormcloaks. Oh, but that means we're going to have, like, insurrection. Like, there's no way that we can... kill everyone who's a Stormcloak. It's like a
guerrilla
war.
I guess we gotta assume that our island fortress is heavily guarded enough that we get out of it. Fine.
Or we just stay out of it.
That's not our problem.
Yeah.
You become neutral.
We're just a neutral party.
Okay.
Look, we'll stop the person eating the world, but we ain't gonna fucking do this civil war
bullshit. We're friends with the Mages Guild. The elves who are controlling... The Empire's being controlled.
Eldmeri Dominion.
The Eldmeri Dominion. This
fuck
group
me.
Of elves are controlling the Empire.
There's too much going on.
Yeah.
And that's why the Stormcloaks have revolted. It's like these elves are trying to control everything. And if we have any association with magic, if we're in any way powerful, the Eldmeri Dominion are going to be like, you're our mates, right? And then we're basically, we might as well just say we're siding with the Empire.
So are we their mates?
Yeah, absolutely. They're in charge.
Yeah, they're too powerful to oppose.
Yeah, and if we're just trying to survive...
And if we oppose them, we get fucked.
Yeah.
No, they're our best mates. They're good friends.
So then we have the Stormcloak insurrection. But if we stay off the mainland...
Well, they're not going to come for us.
And what's the biggest of the Stormcloaks can throw at us?
Exactly. We've got werewolves and wizards on our side.
Yeah, I think if we just say we're good with the Empire, but then don't do anything...
Then we're fine. We're not like a threat.
We're fine.
Yeah.
I think... Did we, on the main character front at least, are we good?
Well, we had to save the world.
So we saved the world.
Unfortunately.
That may get some big bads on our ass. Because people will be like, oh, well, you know,
I'm
going to fuck him up.
Plus, also, yeah, like we saved the world and the townspeople are going to think we'll do it again. I don't want that.
But canonically, we don't have to do anything like that.
That's true. That's another fucking destined hero down the track.
Look, we did our destiny.
Yeah. That's right. Our destiny.
We got to be very... Oh, no, wait. All right. I'm just thinking, have you ever met the Ebony Warrior?
Oh, yeah. They do turn up later. But
if we just don't...
We just don't get to
the Ebony Warrior is this super powerful, high-level character who, when you get to a certain level, comes up and is like, fight me.
Yeah.
We just don't fight him. Or we say we fight him. He walks off to wherever it is that we fight at because he says, oh, meet me here.
Yeah.
We just never meet.
We just don't. We just avoid that place like the plague.
Yeah.
Is he, why, is he tough?
Yeah.
He's a tough he's fight. Very, yeah, very he's a very fight. Hard fight.
I'm a proud man.
Samet does.
Okay.
Samet's like, guys, we're like, Samet, we've worked so hard. He's like,
he said that he gave us a duel, guys. I just feel it would be rude.
You're killing me here, literally and figuratively.
We came so far.
There's three of us, and we have followers.
I don't know if I want to fight him. Might just be you, buddy.
I think we could all three of us take him together.
We might be able to.
What's the point?
Our honor is at stake.
I'm going to defect if you guys do this.
Defect? You're leaving the castle?
I'll go hang out with my werewolf buddies.
You're not a werewolf anymore.
I'll be like, sorry, yeah, I've changed my mind.
I guess they will.
Put me back in.
So we just lost the werewolf.
Shit. And the werewolf buddies. They're our enemies now.
Are you for real doing this?
I'll turn on you.
You motherfucker. There's two of us.
Now, Marak had the right idea. You want to be the only one.
We take him down?
Oh, it's not even hard. It's illegal to be a werewolf. We just tell the old Mary Dominion, our mates, that he's a werewolf. They figure it out for us.
Crap.
Yeah. Good luck, mate.
Get
Fight
rid of my werewolfism, fellas. I changed my mind again. Whoops.
They're not. Oh, man, you're on the run now.
And plus, you don't have the help of two other lovely dragonborn.
You get picked up somewhere on the roadside by Imperial guards.
Put me in a dungeon.
I think they behead you on the side of the road. That's the old Mirror Dominion. Boy, you better hope they behead you on the side of a road, because otherwise you're getting tortured, mate.
Yes.
What? It's part of the main storyline. Don't we make enemies with the old Mirror Dominion?
We go
to their embassy and we fuck them over.
Yep.
We're not friends with the old Mirror Dominion.
So
we can't be.
We don't have to choose the Empire. We can choose the Stormcloaks. In fact... If we're not,
it's
friends
best
with them.
That we choose the storm. Oh, but do they know? Because we go there under a false
name. No, I think they find out. That's the best mission in the game. That mission is like so dynamic, and then none of the others are. It's fucking annoying.
Oh,
it's like cause a distraction, and you have like thousands of options, but then like no other mission is at all that dynamic, and it's like
it's good.
It's weird.
That is weird.
Okay, so
I guess we got to side with the Stormcloaks.
Yeah, we got to side with
because like,
but then we're fighting the Empire.
They're fighting the Empire.
But, fellas, by this point, surely we've lived good enough lives. The question was not how would you survive forever. Like by this point, I'd probably be happy to go.
What if?
Okay,
all right.
Adam's going to immortality.
When we're doing the Dark
tongue.
Brotherhood,
yep. Mm-hmm.
At the end, I have to kill the king. That's the last mission.
Yep.
When you kill the king is like, that's fine. Kill me. I understand.
He's like,
but
give me the goods.
I will not fight you back. I will not fight back if you promise me that you kill the person who gave me, who put the contract out on me. I'm going to be like, sure, dude, I'll do that.
Mm.
If you sign this little contract that says we're good.
Yeah, there you go. Then we've sorted out the Empire side
of things. No. Joel and I have sorted out our little problem.
That's right. I have a cave.
You defected, motherfucker.
I'm defected. I'm going to go hide in one of the caves with the spiders in. Eat the glowing fungus. I'll be right. That'll do me.
You're going to get picked up by those fucking dark elves.
Oh, crap. Fucking the weird little...
Falmer.
Falmer. Anti-drow.
Hope you're immune to poison.
I'm not.
Yeah. Because guess what? You're not a vampire and you're not a werewolf, both of which give you immunity to poison.
I'm just a man on the run. I'll hide in a Dwemer ruin. It'll be fine.
So what's with the contract signing? That means?
I'd just be like, yeah, I'll kill the guy, but just like, I don't know, sign a little thing that says, you know,
Adam
non-aggression.
Joel.
Non-aggression agreement. Okay. We won't fuck with you. You won't fuck with us. And presumably, we've done that after we fuck the
Old Mary.
Old Mary Dominion.
So you just got your empire as your mates.
We're not mates.
So,
we're just
so we side with the Stormcloaks.
Yeah,
I don't think we side with anyone.
But we have to though.
Because I've got the
if we're head of the Mage Guild, then the Elven guys are like you're on our sides.
We could just be like like before. You'd be like, yeah, we're working with you or whatever. And then we just like kind of...
Just don't.
Oh, but we kill the old Mary Dominion guy in the Mage's Guild story.
Yeah, you do. This cave's looking pretty good right now, isn't it, fellas?
All right.
Yeah.
All right. We can salvage this.
Okay.
So.
I'm listening.
Jackson, you're welcome back in.
Why? What is this?
That castle... is hidden. No one knew about it.
Okay.
If we keep the castle to just us three.
Okay.
Okay.
Then no one knows where it is.
And how we can how stay do we find about it?
We find out about it through the vampires that we are going to kill.
Okay.
The Dawn Guard know about it.
Will the Dawn Guard tell anyone?
We could kill the Dawn Guard.
But then that, why would we kill the Dawn Guard?
Then they don't know. Then no one
how
knows.
About
Dawn Guard are unaligned. They say they're factionless.
Oh, really?
How about this?
Yeah.
How about this? Take the castle. So we kill a vampire, right?
Yeah.
Dawn Guard, like, sick. And we're like, hey, Dawn Guard, we've got a new base of operations for you. If you give us three rooms.
Ah.
Dawn Guard, have a new base. We have three rooms.
Self-imprisonment, I mean.
Yeah.
It's a life. It's not a great life, but it's a life.
I think we still try to make as many friends as possible.
Of course. But you say it's not a great life. That's a good life.
It's better than a filthy peasant life.
Exactly. And so look, we're imprisoned, in quotation marks here, imprisoned, in a lovely castle. And then if we wanted, if we get bored enough, we can just chuff off to the mainland if we choose to.
To meet our death.
To meet our death.
Yeah, when we're done.
Yeah, to fight the Black Knight.
Yeah.
Ebony Knight, sorry.
Ebony Knight.
The Ebony Knight who has stomped his way to the Ebony Warrior?
I think it's Ebony Warrior, yeah.
To be like, the fuck? Where were you?
And I'm like, it's been...
We're like, we'll come when we're good and ready.
Yeah, we'll come when we're good and ready. It's been 70 years. Yeah. I've lived quite a good life.
I want to go fight the Ebony Warrior.
I've married a lovely... was it Sun Warriors? What are they called again? The Sun Guys? The guy, Ebony Vampires. What are they called again?
Dawn Guard. Ah, I thought you were talking about the
no.
The Sun Elves, which are like
no.
Those are the elves that make the Eldmeric Dominion. I'm like, Zammit, why are you jeopardizing us like this?
What have you done?
So I've married a Dawn Guard, mm-hmm. like a female Dawn Guard. I've raised a child. I've lived a good life.
Mm-hmm.
It's been pretty good. And all right, let's fight Ebony Warrior. And mm-hmm. I just put my sword down, and I with open arms welcome death.
All right. I don't think he kills you. If you do that.
Bullshit.
I think the Ebony Warrior wants a fair fight.
You just punch him once and then open your
arms. All right.
Or just fight him. He'll probably kill you.
Then I'll like fight him once. And then I'm just like, oh, look, I dropped my sword. What?
Yeah. Get down on your knees.
Then I'll just extend my neck.
Let's go.
just constantly extending my neck. Like, it's fine.
I'll put on my heaviest armor and walk into the sea. After having very unpleasant sex with all of the Argonians and Khajiits, the lizard ladies and the cat ladies, put on my heaviest set, which bid you adieu, Adam, and into the sea I go. I like to think I panic halfway through, but it's like the moment my head goes under the water, I'm like, oh, wait, Adam,
I die in my bed, I guess. Like, I don't know what the fuck's wrong with you two.
Like, Zammit leaves in the morning. You're like, Zammit, don't. And then that afternoon, I'm like, Adam. You're like, God damn it.
Die in my bed surrounded by my family and friends.
Well, you want to die like a loser, I suppose.
I'm the one who drowned in full plate armor.
That's the way I wanted to go.
Or fucking just socked a guy in the face and opened my arm.
Perfect. That's an honorable death.
Honorable death. Suicide by Ebony Warrior.
I think the honorable suicide by Ebony Warrior. That's not an honorable death. If I go up to some skinheads, slap one in the face and be like, come at me, bro. And when they gun me down, that's not an honorable death.
Not fair.
No, yeah, true. When they're making you taste the curb, you're not like, I've done my family.
Well, then, I mean, I guess how we're surviving, curb. But like, we are a hero, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, by the end of it, we think of the things we've done. We're a hero.
Like, we should be doing good. Like, wouldn't you?
No, I'm not going to do good.
Like, you'd have that kind
we
of like.
Have. Urge I think to kind you of... would as well, Jackson.
I'm after not a doing while. Good.
No, yeah, you would. You've because doing bad that... makes enemies. Oh, and you true. Don't want to do that.
And so you'd be the most politest motherfucker. And you've saved the world.
Yeah.
So people are going to be like,
you've done all these great
dog.
Things. Like, not for the right reasons, but you have.
I'll tell every single person it was against my will. Like, thank you, Sir Jackson, for saving the world. Didn't want to. Wouldn't have.
But you did, and that's delightful.
Yeah, well, I guess.
And then still be like,
Jackson
well
the Surly. That's what they'll call you.
Yeah.
Help me, there's spiders in the mine. Not my problem. Tell the guard.
The things that are like, but then you might create like almost like a Batman situation.
Oh,
there.
No.
Because if like, you know, that person doesn't go to the mine, doesn't go to the mine, and then someone like, you know, his parents die, he's going to be like, I'm going to blame you, Jackson the Surly.
Oh, no.
And then you've got a villain. So you have like... to help people. Because again, with great power comes great responsibility.
Mm-hmm.
So.
I like that this is almost like we've canonized that feeling you get when you look at all of your unfinished quests.
Yep.
Like, I gotta do them.
Yeah. Oh, fuck. What an awful thing. Trying to finish all your quests.
Oh, no.
So, like...
sitting in the castle being like, we've lived a good life, and I'm like, still got something that's like, clear out Chidna mine. I'm like...
All right, do you know, fellas, if you get the quest to join the Imperial Legion and the Stormcloaks, if you join one of them, the other one doesn't disappear.
Fuck you, Skyrim.
I know. Don't ask me why.
Actually, I've never done either of the Civil War quests. The only time I tried, it glitched out on me. I wanted to, but
I always go Team Cap.
Shut up. So I think we've survived.
I think you've survived. But like,
but is it a life worth living?
No,
I think it's probably better.
Actually, it's funny to imagine you're like killing dragons, slaying awful beasts. You're like, oh, god damn.
Because you don't.
This is not what I wanted out of life.
At a base level, you don't want to do any of this. Like, you don't.
I certainly don't.
You're like, I'm probably a little bit excited. I'm not going to lie. I'm a bit happy.
You would, well, no, but here's the thing. You leave your beheading, you know, at the very start of the game. Yeah. You run into town, you do your first quest. It's very exciting. But by your sixth quest, you're like, eh.
But then it's like
shit again.
That, yeah, but then you
your life is not literally always on the line, though.
But then it's kind of like, look, you're stopping the world ending, and that's going to be exciting. Mm. And but then it's like, you have to do that, right? But then it's kind of like, all this other bullshit happens that you're kind of swept up in.
Yeah, I suppose.
Because like you're going to be like, yep, I did that, but then you're like, well, now I have to survive.
Mm.
Fuck. And everything from then onwards, I think you're going to be doing, you'd be doing reluctantly. Mm-hmm. I'd be doing it reluctantly. You're doing like, you know, but join the Mage Guild, and he's like, kill this motherfucker. Like,
I know, you're like, I have no stake in any of these fights.
And you're right, you'd have that inner turmoil. I'd be like, all right, well, I want to survive. And I'm like, okay, well, if I kill this person, then these people are going to come after me. And if I do that, oh, Jesus. And then you'd have to be just sort of just have your own little map.
Yeah.
You just have to be like,
people
all right,
who are my friend, people who are my enemy.
And it's like, what can I keep secret and what can I not keep secret? Because you're either going have to be really secretive, right? So you're going to have to just be like, I can't tell anyone anything, or be so transparent that, you know, no one could really pick a fight with you because, you know, you'd be like, oh, that's Honest Amit. Don't fuck with him. He's a lovely man. He's so honest.
All right, new plan.
Yeah.
So in the Island of Solseim, there's a unique set of armor.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, made of like magic ice.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's only one set.
Mm-hmm.
So I make a big show. Hey, I'm going to get this armor. It's going to be great. I, Jackson B. Bailey, mm-hmm. the dragonborn himself, mm-hmm. who will one day save the world, I'm going to go get this armor. I get it.
No, we have to save the world. That's non-negotiable.
You guys, you're taking care of that. So I say,
are you fucking for real?
Let me hear my plan. So I go get the armor, find the nearest person. I'm like, do you want this armor? Give me the armor. Fuck off. Back to my spider cave.
Are you absolutely fucking for real, you little shit?
Also, I'll play as an Argonian and find an Argonian because they all look the same. And done.
All right. So,
yes.
Salmon.
Yes.
Here's what we're going to do.
Got him good.
We are either going to go to the Soul Khan, mm-hmm. the spirit, one of the spirit places, or part of the main quest, eventually you get to basically Valhalla. I forget what they call it. Do you remember?
Something, I forget. Fuck. Hey, can somebody say Jotunheim? Is it Jotunheim?
Or something in Heim.
Whatever. It's basically heaven.
Yeah, it's like a Nordic sort of Valhalla type thing. We go to either one of those, and then we just let the world be eaten.
Oh, all right.
Hey, true.
Safe. Then we're living in the afterlife. Well, not you.
You get eaten in your
spider cave.
I'm assuming fella in the ice armor.
I don't
armor
even know why this
it.
Took me so long. We could literally just go to heaven. Like,
fuck
we
you.
Don't have to die to do it.
Sorted.
Got that one done.
We still need to do that training stuff to get there.
Oh, yeah, of course.
Well, but once we're there, we're kind of like, good.
I like that we started training, then you're like, I'm going to chuff off to a spider cave. Like, I'll be there with him. I'm like, all right, see you soon. Where'd he go? Where's he gone? Piece of shit, he left us. He abandoned us.
He's abandoned us.
Heaven?
Heaven?
If fuck he apologizes, him? I'll let the NPCs that can just tank that fight for you know how to finish the fight. There's like these three NPCs who, if you just like, hey, I'm ready to finish the game, they're like, sick. And you can just let them do it.
Like, thumbs up, buddies.
You can take care of it. Perfect.
I think
we survived pretty bloody well.
If I get a written apology.
No. I'm staying in my spider cave until I, like, poke my head out being like, did they do... It's been a while. I hope they saved... Rest in peace, Jackson. Sir Jackson the Surly.
And we don't need to do with any of that bullshit.
No.
Oh my God. Man, how much easier is that?
We just stayed out of so much trouble.
How much easier is it to just die?
Wait, is dying really surviving?
Technically, we haven't died. We actually just travel to the afterlife.
You just kind of walk there.
Yeah. I forget how you get there.
I don't remember.
Well, that
really
seems important.
I think there's some bullshit magic involved. How do you get...
These are Elder Scroll.
Yeah, I think it's something to do with an Elder Scroll.
But you'll get to that point in the main quest anyway. You'll just arrive there.
Mm. Yeah. So basically, we'll do the main quest because we'll think we've got to do all this crap, but then we'll get to this point, we're like,
we have to fight a dragon priest to get there. Remember that?
It's fine.
No. We have to run past the dragon priest to get there.
You're going
to
probably avoid most fights.
Because honestly, if that's our main goal, do we know about Jotunheim?
If it's called Jotunheim.
As we just complete the main quest, we learn about it, yeah.
All right, so we don't know about it. What I'm saying is like we can't game this and be like, we don't care from the word go. Because we have this one mission.
You just quickly watch a fucking speed run of Skyrim. Yeah.
Because I'm saying, like, because if we knew about it, then, like, yeah, we'd run past Dragon Priest. But if we didn't know about it,
you might have to lose a limb or whatever. But, like, for the most part, you'd be fine.
Plus, I'm like, you know, we're specializing in healing and spells and shit.
You got some fucking.
This would be so much easier in Oblivion. I'm just letting you guys know.
And on that note, I've been Jackson Bailey.
I've been Adam.
And I've been Joel.
Ba-da-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba-ba.
Not any closer. Literally the same distance, actually.
And that's how we would survive Skyrim. And if you guys have any better ways to survive Skyrim, if you think you should join Jotunheim or hang out with Jackson in Spider Cave, let us know. Email us in, sanspantsradio@gmail.com.
If you have the time to Google the name of the afterlife in Skyrim,
yeah, that'd be
feel free
good.
To let us know.
Yeah, just hit it up on Twitter. At sanspantsradio. Or me personally, at goddammitzammit.
At all dogs are dad.
At retroarchetype.
Yeah, we'll see you next week.
Ah, it's Sovereign God. It's called Sovereign God. It's Sovereign God. I fucked. It's Sovereign God.
If you think this show is worth at least a dollar, why not donate to our Patreon account? Follow the links on our website, sanspantsradio.com.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Planning for your next trip? Elevate your travel style with Quince. Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And is all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices.
Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
Want to join a film club that has real frank discussions, talking about films that you actually want to watch?
Well, then look no further, because we are Frank Film Club with me, Maisie Williams. And each week we watch a film and then come together and obsess over it, or sometimes absolutely slate it. Either way, there's always a lot to say. And the films that we pick range all the way from like 90s and noughties classics all the way up to new releases that are coming out every single week. And sometimes we get our listeners to pick for us.
And we all work in the film industry, don't we, ladies?
Indeed.
So we really love to look at specifically how a film was made.
So if this sounds like your bag, then come and have a listen to Frank Film Club. And remember, absolutely everyone is welcome in this club.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.